in terms of the mitzvah of Kishofar, primarily the amount of kolos that one is supposed to blow. The amount of kolos in the Torah, the Rabbanan, what's going on. Tachas how it says the Chumash becomes what we practice bizman hazeh. So the Gemara at the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah has the following drasha, that it says the word trua three times concerning Rosh Hashanah. Two times actually concerning Rosh Hashanah itself. One Yom Trua Yalachem and one is Zichron Trua Mechafodesh. And the third pasuk happened, not even to be talking about Rosh Hashanah, it's talking about Yom Kippur Shav Yoivel. But the Gemara says that all the din of Yom Kippur and Yovel compared to Rosh Hashanah. It's all a Seiros Shav, it says Chodesh Shvi over here, it says Chodesh Shvi over there. So it's all one big package deal. So the Maisa says, as if the Torah says, three times true on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, true means some kind of a broken sound. We'll see if you know what that is. So it says the Gemara, whenever you blow a true, so by definition, you have to blow a kiyah before the true, and you have to blow a kiyah after the true. How do you know that? Because it says, Bayoga Bavarta Shofar Trua Bechadish Hashvi, Tavir Shofar Bechalai Tzachem. He uses the word shofar before the word true, and he uses the word shofar after the word true. So the word shofar just means a kol b'yam, what we call it kiyah. As the Gemara, you see that whenever there's a trua, so trua by definition means it's kiyah before and it's kiyah afterwards. And since there's a din of three truas, one by Kriya Lacham, Yom Zichon Truya, Yom Kodesh, and one by Vayda Shofar Trua, so you know, simple math adds up. Hakol Mikakol, you need a tkiyah trua tkiyah, tkiyah trua tkiyah, tkiyah trua tkiyah, that's the din min haTorah. So min haRaisa, all you have is nine kolos, three truas, and each one of the truas is surrounded of the sandwich between the tkiyah at the beginning and the tkiyah afterwards. That's the din min haTorah. So comes the Gemara at the end of Masechet Hashan, the famous Gemara, that Rabbi Abbo makes the following observation, that there were different opinions out there how exactly one defines the word trua. So there are really three different permutations. So there were some Tanaim who seem to say that a trua means means what we call today a shvar, namely a broken sound of three long sounds, a do, tu, tu. That's one definition of the word trua. Then there was another definition of the word trua that means a lot of much shorter broken sounds. How many of those short broken sounds are there? Some Rishonim say it's three little ones, it's tu, tu, tu. Another Rishonim say it's tu, 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 tu. It's nine of them. That's a shout on the Rishonim. But again, the machlokes is whether it's three longer broken sounds or whether three or nine very short broken sounds. Then the Gemara says the third possibility is maybe it's a combination of the two. What is the Sol Machlokes is based on? The Gemara says the famous drasha from Ein Sisra, that the pasuk says Yom Trua Yelachem, and the word the Targum translates the phrase Yom Trua Yelachem Yom Yevav Yehelachem. It's supposed to be a day of crying. That the day of the sound of the shofar is supposed to be reminiscent of somebody how they cry. So the Gemara says how do people cry? So there are different types of crying. So some people cry. And some grunt. And some try a combination of the two. So it depends on how upset the kids are. So usually in my car, on the way to school, it's a combination of all of them. All together, one in great symphony. So, So the Gemara says that since these are all three different possibilities, so then what do you do? So how do you machmir the shayla? So comes Rabbi Abba and with Misake, that Misafa, you have to blow all three. This came Rabbi Abba Kisri. That Lamaisi are required to blow all three in order to be able to mitzvah tekiyah shofar properly, which is of course what we call today Tashrat, which is what we call Shvarim Trua, Tashat, which we call Shvarim, and Tarat, which we call Trua. That's the Gemara in the Sefer Hashem, famous Gemara. So there was a big machlokes that we showed him how to understand Shabbos Gemara. Just how seriously should we take what the Gemara is saying? So comes Rav Haigal and says that he can't believe the Gemara means what it sounds like. Just read the Gemara simply. It sounds like there was a machlokes what the definition of trua is, and I couldn't figure it out. And one time I said one time I said another, and the third time I said third. So something there, I said, you have to blow all three of them. That's the face value of the Gemara. So Rav Haigon says he can't believe it's true. Why? He says, Rav Haigon, what did they do last year? What did they do the year before? What do you mean? All of a sudden, it was a machlokes, how do you blow a trua? It's not like it's such an esoteric thing. Every year comes Rosh Hashanah, so every year they're blowing shofar. So whatever they did last year, they should continue to do this year. So it's a strange type of machlokes. So sometimes you have machlokes and didn't deraisa. Yeah, machlokes are things that shailas that don't come up. Mamash every sheni chamishi all the time. The same shaila keeps on coming up. So you can have a machlokes. It's a bizarre shaila. You can have a machlokes. But a machlokes as to how to do a ma'aseh mitzvah, which Klal Yisrael does year in year out. So says Rav Haigal, what kind of story is that? That they forgot how what the truth is supposed to sound like. So Rav Haigal says a korchach, but the Gemara means is like this. The really mean a Torah. The Torah doesn't say what trua means. The Torah says the word trua. What does trua mean? It means yavava. It means a broken sound. So technically speaking, any sound that's reminiscent of crying is considered to be a yavama. It's considered to be a trua. So min haTorah says Rav Hagon, you could be yeltsu with either three short sounds, three long sounds, non-short sounds, zama, a combination of two. Any of these permutations are acceptable min haTorah to be yeltsu the din of yom trua yelachem. So what was Rabbi Yavol so concerned with? So since min haTorah you can be yeltsu with any of them, so there were different minhagim. Some davened as rachna, some davened as tzvah, some came on in. Different people were doing different things, but really, technically speaking, any of them are kosher. So Rav Hagon said. And it's Rav Hagon says Rav Yavol meant was as follows: it's inappropriate coming together, being coming to Shoshana, and different shuls are doing different things. People are going to perceive that not everybody is yotzei the mitzvah of tkiyas shavuot. People are going to think that I'm yotzei my tkiyas are right, that tkiyas are wrong. It's going to leave the day machlekes. So therefore, Rav Hagon claims that Rav Yavol wanted to make the whole world happy. He wanted to make all the clients feel happy. People shouldn't, one person, one shul shouldn't think they're further than the other. So therefore, let everybody blow all the different permutations, even though technically speaking, you're really yeltsin with any of the above. This is Rav Haigon's pshat in Rabbi Yavol. Comes out a tremendous kubach on Rav Haigon. Let's say, for example, you hear Tkiyas Shofar, and the Baal Tekev blows Givaldika Teshats. He's a great shvarim blow, but he's not so hatsi-tatsi on his truas. And he gives up all his truas. All his truas are a total disaster. But he blew the Maisa, three kashas at the Teshats. The question is, how guilty should he feel about that? So according to the simple reading of the Gemara, there's a 66% chance that you may not have been yotzei in the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar, that only if those tanaim who said tashad is the real tkiyas, or you yotzei, according to the others, you weren't yotzei. But there are, according to Haigon's watering down the Gemara, they go, I never chalila meant to say you're not yotzei. But I'm yotzei tkiyas shofar. No matter what you do, you blow tkiyas, then you blow yanky, you're also yotzei. There is no dim in a Torah what the two has to sound like, and you just weren't yotzei. The kind of Rabbi Yavol, okay, it's not the end of the world. That's what Haigon. So the truth is, if you look in the Rambam, you get the impression that the Rambam did not learn this watered down pshat in the Gemara. You get the impression that the Rambam understood the Gemara Kepshuta, that's mamash hasafek. Why do I say that? So the Rambam, it's Craig Dowd, if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam gives you an entire introduction to Rabbi Yavol's story. He comes to the Rambam and says that, you know, Klai Yisrael, they were in Golos for a long time, they had a lot of tzaris, and they're going to stop them from blowing shofar. That's in fact why Aminik is where we blow shofar dafka with Musaf. Because you're really supposed to blow chakras, the reason why the mitzvahs, but they wanted to blow Musaf because in the olden days, the Roman guards used to come to the shul just to hang out chakras time, and they would see that they were trying to wait to hear the Tkiyas Shofar, and to see they wanted to lock the Jews up, throw them to jail, up with blowing Shofar. And then by the time it came, 10, 11 o'clock, they realized it was ready time for the Kiddush Club, so the Romans went out, they got good and shikar, and then they never bothered coming back. So then at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, then the Jews started to blow Shofar. So Zeichat to that, the Gemara says, that the Chacham Mitzvah duty should always keep the kid, you should put the Kiddush Shofar a little bit later into the davening than it really belongs. We know for a fact that there were gezeiros against the Kiddush Shofar. The Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah speaks about that the Kelas HaChabar, what's the name, if you blow into a pit, are you yotzei mitzvah now? The Gemara says, what kind of wacky moron is blowing into a pit? Why is he blowing in shul? So the answer is because the Roman guards were preventing people from blowing shofar. They didn't want the mitzvahs, so they would blow in all these crazy places. They'd blow in the cellars, they'd blow in the bases, they'd blow in the barrels, they'd blow in all the machinery in different places. So the Rambam writes that we know for a fact that the Goyim did constantly have gezeiros against the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar. So therefore, the Rambam says it's not inconceivable that over a course of time, there were tapas some years when maybe nobody blew shofar, maybe only yechidim were willing to risk themselves to blow shofar. So it could be that the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar fell out of use for a little bit here and there. There were times when most clients really weren't hearing the shofar year in, year out. So says the Rambam, during those periods of time, the stuff was machlokes. So now 10 years later. No one's heard the shofar for 25 years, so then hey, Taka, how did it sound like? So I think it sounded like it was three shvarms. No, it was three trus. No, it was tashrat. Taka, people couldn't remember what the real tkiyas shofar was supposed to sound like. So it's like, well, we had it, I remember a couple of years ago in the Beis Medrash here, so then I still lived there. So it was Shabbos, we have Achrei Mos Kedoshim, so there's a whole balagan about the Haftorahs, which Haftorah is supposed to do, because one of the Haftorahs you try to always avoid doing. So it comes out, it's only every 25 years you potentially read a certain Haftorah, because the Haftorah of Kedoshim always gets bumped. So every 25 years, the calendar falls out in such a way that it's not a Shabbos or Shchodesh, it's not a Mocha Chodesh, it's not a double Parsha. So you end up forced to lay this particular Haftarah. So there's Machlokes and Tosfos. So what do you do when you get to that Haftarah? So some people say you lay it, and other people say, no, we still don't lay it. The reason why we don't like to lay it is because it's the Haftarah in Yechesla about the Toevus Yerushalayim. It speaks about all the terrible things about all the Gilei Arayos that were taking place in Yerushalayim, for Parshas Kedoshim, appropriate. So the Gemara Megillah tells a story that there was once somebody who got up and laid this Haftarah in Shul. And everybody said, what are you talking about, the Toevus of Shalayim? Look into your own Toevus. And they found that the guy was talking Mamzer. So therefore, we don't want to be mechabit anybody, Yamod, HaMamzer, you know, to go read this Haftarah. So therefore, we try to cut this Haftarah off the books. So that's what the Pesukim say, that 99.9% of the time it's tackled off the books. You never really read it. And once in a while, you end up with permutation, a quirk, that you're forced to read it. So what do you do? So some people say, you read it, and you hope for the best. And other people say, no, so just read last week's Haftarah over again. Don't read this Haftarah. It's a bad thing. We don't want this Haftarah. Print it in the Chumash, but don't do it. So it's machlokes. So remember, 3 years ago, when it happened that it was tackled that once in 25 years, where you have to decide now, should you read it, do you not read it? So it was right before we got the Maftar in the Bris Medrash. So the Gabbai claps on the Bima, and he says, the minig in Ayeshiva is, I forgot what the minig was, the minig in Ayeshiva is to do such and such, is to read it or not to read it. So one of the older Malabakim got up and he says, what do you mean the minig in Ayeshiva? First of all, you weren't even born the last time this happened, and I'm the only person in the base bench who was here 25 years ago, and that's not what we did. We did the other way around. So you could have machlekes, so it could be the other Malabakim who said, no, he was wrong. He didn't remember the right facts. I don't know what the facts were. So anyway, so that's what the Rambam says. They're also that they weren't bunch up for a while. Some of the Adamach Lakers was talking about a real suffix. So comes the Gemara and says, well, you hold like the Rambam Shed, you hold like Rav Haggon's Shed, the Rambam Shed, you have to blow all three of the above permutations. So the Gemara itself asks and Rabbi Abo, why is it really necessary for him to institute to blow all three? Means he had a suffix. He wasn't sure whether either a real suffix or a fake suffix. He didn't know whether the real true of the Torah is what we call true, whether the real true is what we call Shavam, or the real true is what we call Shavam true. So comes to Gemara and says, you can really make everybody happy by just blowing a Shavam true. You should blow Tekiah Shavam true, Tekiah, Tekiah Shavam true, Tekiah, Tekiah Shavam true, Tekiah, and go home. Says the Gemara, what's wrong with that? No marashah. If the real true Hamor of a Torah is a Shavam true, so you hit it on the nose. If the real true Amur Batar is a Shvaram, so you have the Shvaram in it, so you have true in there also, so Dami Yacham, ignore the true. If the real true Amur Batar is a true, so you have Shvaram in there, so big deal, so you're also home, you're home free. So why was Rabbi Abel so concerned with insisting on first blowing the Shvaram true together and then blowing it each one separately? What do you gain with that? Lachara, you blow Tashra, you blow Tekiah Shvaram true, Tekiah, and then you're home free, Lachodes. So comes the Gemara and says, no, that's not a good idea, you can't do that because of the Hefzeg. Because if it turns out that the real kol that we're trying to aim for is a shvarim, so the fact that you blew a teruah in between the shvarim and the tkiya, that's going to ruin the seder of tkiya. That's what the Gemara says. That's the problem of the hefsek. So comes Rabbeinu Tam and says, what? There's a din of hefsek by tkiya shalva. That's news to me, says Rabbeinu Tam. There is no din of hefsek. What's the din like this, says Rabbeinu Tam? Let's say I blow it. I get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, Rosh Hashanah, I blow a tkiya. And then I go and sit on the yami for an hour. And then I blow a teruah. And then I go and say brachas for now, and I blow another tekiah. Then I go and say something to Zimra, and I blow another tekiah. Then I go and take a walk, and I blow another tekiah. Then I go and make kiddush, and by the end of the day, I heard a tekiah, 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 tekiah. Is there any din of hefsek by tekiah shofar? So Ben Atam says, if you look in the Gemara, the other Masechet Sukkah of all places, it's a machlokes, it's a tanoim, whether there's a problem of hefsek when it comes to tekiah shofar, and we paskin, there's no problem. We paskin that afilu shama teisha tekiahs, the teisha shows, by yom is yotza. Says Rabbi Natan, what did Rabbi Abel want? Why? What was wrong with just instituting tekiah shvaram through a tekiah three times and you're home free? What kind of hefsek? What's the Gemara talking about? There's a problem of hefsek. We passed it. There's no problem of hefsek. It says Rabbi Natan, what the Gemara means is like this. This whole story of Rabbi Abel was just to make everybody happy. So if you're already in the business of making everybody happy, why don't you make that one Tana also happy? Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold in the end of Masechta Sukkah that there is a problem of hefsek when it comes to tekiah shofar. You can't separate. You have to blow consecutively. You can't break in between with anything. So comes Rabbi Natan and says, we happen to not really pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. So you want to know, push comes to shove, are you yotze with three tashrats? The answer is yes. So yotze mikra did with three tashrats. The only thing is, since we're already trying so hard to make the whole world happy, why leave Rabbi Yehuda out? Why should Rabbi Yehuda be sad on the Yom HaDin? So let's make him happy also. So we'll be mafid, not to be mafsik, in deference to Rabbi Yehuda's chumrah. That's Rabbi Natan learns of pshat. But push comes to shove, says Rabbi Natan, if you blow three tashrats, you really yotze. So comes the Ramban and vehemently disagrees with Rabbi Natan. Says the Ramban, but made the Rambam more that there was a machlokes atanoim whether a hefsek is a problem with tekiah shofar. That means if you're mafsik by saying hillel, you're mafsik by davening, you're mafsik by taking a nap, you're mafsik by taking a walk. But if you're mafsik with a kol, if you're mafsik with another sound on the shofar, which is an inappropriate sound, which doesn't fit into the seder hatkias, the Torah gives a specific seder hatkias. That's what we start off the Shia by saying, Vavarta shofar, so shofar means tekiah. Trua means trua, whatever the word trua is, tekiah, whether it's a trua, shvaram, trua, whatever you want to call it. It Then the Torah says, Taviu Shofar B'chalayitz. We have to conclude the Seder of Tkiyas with a Tkiya. So the Torah mandates a specific Seder of Advarim. It's got to be a Tkiya, a broken sound, and another Tkiya at the end. It says in Ramban, if you take a nap in between the Tkiyas and the Truas, that's okay. But if you blow Yankee Doodle in between the Tkiyas and the Truas, so that breaks up the Tziruv of the Tkiyas and the Truas. It says the Ramban, when the Gemara said that it's not sufficient to blow three Tashrats, the Gemara didn't just mean as a Chumra B'Yalam and deference to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass the leg. The Gemara meant Mamash Megridin, that to blow three Tashrats is totally Shalai Kalacha, in Kimtiloma, that the real Trua is either the Shvarim or the Trua. So therefore the Ramban says the Gemara meant Hefsik, the Gemara really honestly didn't meant it. The Gemara meant that a Hefsik of a Kol Acher, a Kol Muzar, Kula Kol doesn't belong there, is going to share the Kishon, is going to ruin, is going to break up the Seder, with Yikuba, even on a level of Deraisa. So, basically. No, so according to Ramban, that's what we're stuck. That's we have to blow Tekiya Shvarim Truah Tekiya. Then you got to blow Tekiya Shvarim Tekiya. Then you got to blow Tekiya Truah Tekiya. You have no choice. You can't just make everybody happy with the Tekiya Shvarim Truah Tekiya.
According to Ramban, what is it only if there's a hefsek? There's a hefsek preventing it. And what defines hefsek?
So hefsek means if you blow a coal which doesn't belong.
So if you go and talk to a person.
Talking is okay, right?
So where did everybody come with it before they did?
No, that's a different story. That's a whole different problem. The Ramban is talking about a level of their Isa. Because the problem is the Ramban in terms of brachas. Because the Gemara says that you have to make a bracha before you go to Kishavu and the mitzvah. And there are two parts of Kishavu. We had to in a little while. There's Tkiyas, which are before Moslem. And then there are Tkiyas, which are during the Shemoneh Esrei. Either during the Sal Shemoneh Esrei, during the Shach, whatever the details of when those Tkiyas are. So the bracha is supposed to be chal on the entire mitzvah. So if you talk before you yotze the tkiyas of Shemoneh Esrei, so according to some Hashem, you have to make a new bracha. And other Hashem say, no, that since you started the mitzvah, so you don't have to make a new bracha, so with deference to that, machlokes, so we have a minute, and Hashem's got a minute, from the riffer, from the ge'odim, there's an old machlokes, an old minute, therefore one should be careful not to talk from the beginning of the bracha until the very end, until the last tkiyas are over. I remember when I was in the first year in Paramus, so I announced before tkiyas Shavuot, like I do every year, that one should refrain from talking from the beginning of the tkiyah, from the beginning of the bracha until the very, very end of the davening after all the tkiyahs are over. And I said, and one should not answer Baruch Baruch Shemo to the brachas. So what I meant was, you shouldn't answer Baruch Baruch Shemo to the brachas on the shofar, because whenever you're being noted somebody in the bracha, so that person's not supposed to be mastered in the middle by answering Baruch Baruch Shemo. I didn't mean to say you shouldn't be say Baruch Baruch Shemo 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 Shemo. So all, I noticed that I personally never say Baruch Baruch Shemo. I think, why you know it? You know, like people don't say it, Rav, Grav, whatever. But most of the people in my shul don't follow that. Most of the people in my shul do say Baruch Baruch Shemo during Rosh Hashanah. And I was a little bit surprised why during davening a Musaf Rosh Hashanah, that first Musaf, I couldn't figure out what was going on. Why there were no Baruch Baruch Shemo going on? And then somebody told me afterwards that you see, we listened to everything that you said. Nobody answered Baruch Baruch Shemo the whole Chazal Hashanah. So then, all of a sudden, it reminds me of this Gemara. The Gemara in Masechet Pesachim that says that there's a din when you bake matzahs, you have to have mayim shalomim, you have to have water. That you can't just take water and stop and use it. You have to keep the water overnight to cool it off, because that'll prevent it from becoming chametz festa. That's the Gemara calls mayim shalomim. So the Gemara tells the story. One of the Amoraim once gave a drasha to the Kent of Balvatim, and he said, everyone has to bring me tomorrow for the matzahs, we need mayim shalomim. But they didn't understand what that meant. They didn't really mean shalom that it stayed overnight. They thought shalom means like Mayim Yisrael, like Bishul Yisrael, like Pas Yisrael. So they thought it has to be Jewish water. So they went and they brought Mahadrin under the Ashkach of the Chassidish Rebbe, Mayim Shalom, Jewish water for Matzah. So then the Amora was chuckling. He said, that's not what I meant. So I think it was Parashat Levitz. One of the Mashkiach said that. So that, why is the Gemara tell the story for them? It's time to make fun of the Balbatim that they didn't know, they didn't understand. Well, what's the purpose of the story? They said, no, it's a Gevaldika, leave it's Chus and Kleisville. You see the Balbatim, whatever the rabbi said, they listened to him. Even though they thought he was crazy, the rabbi, a new rabbi came to town, and he said, we need Jewish water. They had never heard that, oh, the rabbi, some new chum, we need Jewish water, whatever the rabbi says, we're going to do. So I told the Balbatim over the story. I said, here, for the last 20 years, no one ever told you how I say Baruch Shemon here. Rabbi Salossi comes and everybody listens to every word he says. Gavaldic, it's worthy. You totally misunderstood what I said, but it's totally it's Gavaldic.
This mission in Rosh Hashanah says that if you blow the second tkiyah in a set and you extend it really long and you try to make it go for the.
You can't count for both.
Yeah, so but the problem is not the hefsek. The problem is that you're not allowed to mechalik.
No, you can't have one kol kalik with two sets.
Right, but I think if there was a problem of hefsek, that I thought the problem was that you can't be mechalik the second tekiya for like malchus and zichronos, right? Not that you can't be masik. I mean, it would be a separate problem of hefsek.
No. The Gemara is not necessarily talking about, I'll say, the bracha. So we're going to be also in a Torah, you don't need the bracha. So let's say the guy is just blowing nine kolos, one after another. So the Mishnah says the guy wants to save his breath a little bit, so I'll blow a 10-second tekiah and have it count for the end of one and the beginning of the other. So Gemara says, no, you would have sleep. Gemara says, that's no difference. One tekiah can double for both.
I think if you couldn't...
Hesek is a different issue. Hesek is a different problem, but this is not... Why should this be a problem with Hesek here?
He's saying we... Like when I said, if you were to try to do that, that you're saying the only case that the Gemara is discussing there is when you would do all nine calls at once.
I think so, yeah.
If you blow the wrong calls, why doesn't that have to from the bracha? The real shiur is the shiur that we do, so the ones that you blow before is wrong.
Yeah, you have no choice. You have to do, you have no choice.
So you wouldn't, the bracha wouldn't be.
No, but it could be that we're right. It could be that we are right. So yeah. No, so. You always have a problem like that. Whenever you have, let's say, you want to do a mitzvah, you're not sure how to do a mitzvah, you do it both ways. You want to make a bracha, so I'll cover. That's called the Indian, also Indian. So in terms of those brachas, that's not really upset. It's no good. For this and for the soul. For the mitzvah. This is the only way to do a mitzvah. You have no choice. So again, so just put it in proper perspective for a second. So we have the Gemara that says that there's three different types of truas. We have always misafik to blow all three. We had a machlokes that we showed him whether that's really mikra din, like the Ram says there, with just a nini v'yama, like Rav Haigon says. Then we have a machlokes in Benetam and the Ramban, why the Teshrat doesn't solve the problem of Gamre. So according to Benetam, it really does solve the problem of Gamre. And according to the Ramban, it doesn't solve the problem because of the problem that's different.
According to the Ramban, then if you don't go into Teshrat, like if you're dealing with the union of Hefsek, and then only one of the clothes is going to be valid, only left hand of the three is going to be valid, why couldn't you accept the because all if the first
half the Mishnah is talking about, again, the Mishnah is before Rabbi Avoh. The Mishnah says that you only get one call. That's talking about, you know what the true is. You possibly the true is a true. So you want to blow tkiah, true, tkiah, tkiah, true, tkiah, tkiah, true, tkiah. But on the end of the second set, you want to chab arayin one tkiah, which should double from the beginning of the third set. That's the Mishnah says you can't do.
But like for the three sets, but for
the normal set. Because in theory, if you want to use that same tkiah for the end of the malchios and roll into the, you have to have a lot of kechas to go all the way from the end of malchios to the end of the first. Because that is a very short chazan.
The reason that we do Teshrat, like Teshrat, Teshrat, Kiya, is because like the second after Nishvarim, we want to do Trula, and it's like, what do they need? It's the bracha we made.
Yeah, I don't do the bracha. The bracha is the after the story. The bracha is the least of the problems. Yeah. We're talking Dara Isaac, I still don't know the bracha. She, Josh, you got us all in the wrong track. It's Dara Isaac this year, maybe. Okay, let's move on. So the Gemara tells us that although in that Torah you're also with Kishofer with the nine kolos, whatever your particular nine kolos you can choose are, for sure you're also in that Torah, comes the Gemara beginning of Masechta Shana, because Zion says that there was a special Tachanis Chacham to blow shofar two different times during the davening. The Gemara calls it Tkiyas Tama Umar and the Tkiyas Tama Yushuv. So there's Machlokes that we showed them which are which. So we know that some of them are before Shemon Esrei and some of them are during Shemon Esrei. So which are which? So we usually translate that the Tkiyas Tama Yushuv are the ones that are blown before Shemon Esrei, because that's when you're not really mechuf to stand up for them. You're sitting down, so you're allowed to sit down. The Tkiyas Tama Umar, those are the ones which are blown during Shemon Esrei. So again, the din and the mikra, then you have to blow for sure during Chazal Shatz, maybe even during the Psalm Shemon Esrei, if you're talking about that. But Tashas, those are what the Gemara is calling the Tkiyas Tama Umar. Some of them, excuse me, say the other way around, that the Tkiyas Tama Umar are the ones that you blow right before you're getting up to the Amish Shemon Esrei, so you have to blow shofar. Tkiyas Tama Yushuv, that's during Chazal Shatz. Everyone's sitting already, everyone's relaxed, everyone's schmoozing in the back. That's the Tkiyas Tama Yushuv, that's the Shatz. But let's not assume for now that the Tkiyas Tama Umar are the ones you're going to blow during Shemon Esrei. So why is it fair if you have to blow both? Why do you have to blow both? What was wrong with blowing just one set? So the Gemara is a very, very strange reason. Kedei la'arvus ha'sofer. You're trying to confuse the sofer. So the Machlokes of Rishonim, why is the sofer really confused? He's so confused, right? I'm not sure why he's confused. So some Rishonim Rashi says because he sees that Klai Yisrael is so mechavus ha'mitzvah, so that he loses his cheshik to come to prosecute against us. And Klai Yisrael quotes a medrash that says that, you know, the reason why he becomes all mixed up is as follows. When he hears the first set of Tkiyas shofers, he says, good, the Jews are blowing shofar. It says in my calendar, Yom Tzuri Elochem, it says in the Shiloh calendar, today's the day of blowing shofar. Very nice, okay, no problem. Then all of a sudden, the Sultan hears a seventh set of Tekiah Shofar. So he thinks, Kabbalah, what are these crazy Jews doing? Why are they blowing shofar again? Oh no, this must be a different shofar. This must be the shofar of Mashiach. I'm out of business. I'm going to be out of work when Mashiach comes. That's why the son gets all tzimish. So, in two different mahalchim. What? Every year. He's not so smart or something. Okay, he doesn't catch on. He's a rich guy. He sees Christ who love the mitzvah so much that they can never get enough of it. They keep on rolling. So that's going to be ma'aris or something. So he goes to the manorish and know that he thinks that he's hearing Mashiach shofar already. That's why he's out of business. But different reasons why.
And why does this happen?
No, Rosh Hashanah, we want to get the sun out of business. We know something's not working too hard on Pesach. Yeah, but the Pesach can remain the day for Rosh Hashanah. That's a day. That's until the Kippur, he's coming to. That's when the Yom HaDin is. Again, we don't know until the Yom HaDin. We don't know what this year.
Maybe.
Talk about the Sultan, not talking about the guy with the pitchforks with a long tail coming out. We don't know until these things.
The first shot, it's not like confusion. He's not confused. He's just.
Arvis or something. I don't know. It's hard to know. So confused. I don't know.
The first shot is what? That the brain shall doing mitzvahs constantly. So.
Yeah. So therefore, the son won't be able to be mekatzer.
He's not gonna have a show.
He sees it for some mechavas. That's what Rashi says. Sometimes you go to some yeshivas. Some machlokes and all the different shikas about what the true is, what the shvarim is. They blow straight shvarim, they blow hooked shvarim, they blow long tkiyas, they blow shema achas. Basically, every interpretation, they blow hundreds and hundreds of kolos. Everyone's seen this, right? No, you never seen this? Yeah, after davening, they blow. But usually, the joke goes that none of them are the sun, they're of everybody else. No one knows they're coming and going. Anyway. So the Rishonim have a major question concerning these two sets of tekiyas that the Gemara says. You first blow the tekiyas from the Yushar first, or something like those Rishonim. Then later on, Shachar says, "Hashash blow say the abrachas from Malchus and Karas Rishonim." So when it comes to the tekiyas from the Yushar, so we understand that although in a Torah it would have been good enough to blow just 9 colors altogether, in deference to Rabbi Abo, some things you have to blow in effect 30 colors. I mean, it's really 27, but we call Shemar and Tura two different colors for now, so it ends up to be 30. So good, so that's what you do when it comes to the Kiyas Tavushan. The question is, now when it comes to Shemar Esrei, what are you supposed to do in terms of the Kiyas Tavushan? What's the practice supposed to be? So the Pashup shot is, if you would have asked me, I would have said, well, it's the same suffix. Means we're not really sure whether the Tashrat is right, whether the Tashrat is right, whether the Tashrat is right. And we want to be able to be yotzei the din of tekiyas aseda brachas, because that's what the Tachanun Sechomim is. He's supposed to blow the tekiyas shofar together with the brachas. So the Chora, what should that have meant that? So the Pashto Shad is like this. What you should have done is you get the malchias. So what should you blow? You should blow a shrat, a tarah, right? You blow one tashrat, one tashrat, and one tarah. Then you should do the same thing for the shortness. The same thing for shortness, right? And that way you end up with, for sure, when you finish the shortness, that's right. So you blew 9 colors. You blew 3 for Malchus, 3 for Zechariah, 3 for Shofar. Since you're not sure which is the correct set of colors, so we mainly have to blow each one of them in permutations. So at the end of the day, you will have ended up with the right amount of colors for Malchus, Zechariah, and Shofar. That's what you would have asked me. That's what I would have said to them. So comes Tosis in the second Rosh Hashanah and writes that if you would have asked them, they would have said the same thing.
Wouldn't that be a half-sig then? Like between the.
Oh, so it's the Machlokes of Rishonim, whether the din of Hafsek applies only within the set of three, or whether it applies on one set to another. Right. So this is that which I'm suggesting is assuming that Hafsek is only within the Tekiah Shvarim, the Tekiah. That's the problem with Hafsek. This is what I would say. So comes Tosfos and says they would have said the same thing also. The problem is nobody asked them. So Tosfos, there's an age-old minhag that's been around since the days of a Tosfos called the minhag of the Beis Yeshivas. Who remembers? We had the minhag of the Shtei Yeshivas in Sanhedrin. Surah with these, that's always a throwback to the yeshivas in Babel. Tosfos writes there's an age old minhag to blow as follows. Anyone know what the minhag of the Beis Yeshivas was? The minhag in old yeshivas was to blow like this. To blow, you finish the bracha malchus, you blow one time, ki yeshivam to its ki. Finish. So you blow. Comes as a chornus, and you blow ki yeshivam to ki. Come to shofars, you blow Kiyah, through a tekiya. That's it. One said this, one said this, one said this, and you go on. So Tom Stoyz says this meaning makes absolutely no sense. Tamashik, zero sense. Why? Two classic words about this meaning. What words could we use to describe this meaning? It's a tie to the sasri. It's a mamash tie to the sasri. Why? The marashah. Which is one of the three is a real trua. So in effect, you're ending up with two out of the three brachas without a tekiya shofar. That's the kasha thesis. So what's the emes lamito answer most probably to this minute? What do you think? Kasha, one of the truths is right. So either you ended up with blue for malchias and you didn't blow anything for the zechronos and shofars. Or you blew for the Kronos and you blew anything from Malchus and Shogun, you blew the Shogun and you blew anything from Malchus and Kronos. So what's the answer?
So you're learning it's all one, like you don't look at each individual bracha as maybe,
But the Takana was to blow Seder bracha. Everyone agrees that Takana is that, yeah, he's supposed to, that the Mishnah says, he's supposed to blow at the end of Malchus, he's supposed to blow at the end of the Kronos, supposed to blow at the end of Shogun. So Tosfos, I wouldn't mind if it says, if you blew tashat, so that way you have a 33% chance of being right. The three, and keep on repeating it for each one of the brachas, and then you have a 33% chance of being right. But here you have a zero chance of being right.
We already were kind of a different aspect here.
So there are basically three mahalchim in the Rishonim how to defend this minute, to defend again. This is not. I don't want to call it a minute. It's the minute in Bavel, you know, the minute in Surah Bumadisa. This is an age-old minute. It's gone off for thousands of years, says Taisus. And you have to do a little bit of review. So Taisus tries to crash and try to give a review. Taisus says, well, maybe our original premise was wrong. Remember, we started out the Shiva saying that there's a din in a Torah that you have to blow, you have to blow three different sets. Right? You have to blow three times over, tkiah tru'ah tkiah. How do we know that's true? It says Yom Teruah Yelachem, it says Zichron Teruah Mikveh, it says Rabat Hashem Teruah. So the truth is, that's the way some Tanoim say, but if you look carefully at the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara quotes another Braisa. The Gemara quotes one time in the Braisa that says, Achas B'Divrei Torah, B'Shtayim B'Divrei Sofrim. That means the Raisa, you don't have to blow non kolos. With the Raisa, all you have to blow is Tekiah Teruah Tekiah. That's it. That's all that's required in that Torah. Whatever else that we blow the extra six kolos to make it a total of nine kolos, that's only midrabanan. So it comes to us and says, maybe like this. Maybe the minhag developed as follows. Tachlis, we were really yotzei tekiah shofar before Musaf. That everybody agrees. With our eyes, we were yotzei tekiah shofar anyway. Now we want to blow, I'll say, not brachos. So since min haTorah, the definition of tekiah shofar is really only one tekiah through a tekiah, so one of them is going to be right. So legabe the din derai, so we took care of that before. That was before Musaf. The Gabi, the din of blowing us, say the brachas, so we're willing to water down the mitzvah a little bit and say, well, as long as one of them is right, that's okay. That's what Tosa suggests to try to give a limud tzchus and submit it. A difficult limud tzchus. The Pashup Shah, we don't pass the katan the right. Pashup Shah, we pass it. But all three are really deraisa, so then why should you pick and choose? So, no, who can answer this question? Who can give me what's Pashup Shah, the more emesoterics? Where did this minute develop from? Oh, so where was this minik from? The minik of the Beis Yeshivas. Who was the Rosh Yeshiva in one of the Yeshivas? When? In the days they go to Haigon. He was the Rav in Surah. So Rav Haigon. He was one of the Gonim. He was the last of the Gonim. So remember we said that Rav Haigon and the Ram had a machlokes that had to understand Pshat in the Sukkah of Rabbi Abba. What in the world did Rabbi Avol mean when he said that you have to blow all three sets in order to be Yotzeh? So comes Rabbi Avol and says, nah, all three are good. You're Yotzeh with Tashra, you're Yotzeh with Tashra, you're Yotzeh with Tara. It's just you don't want people to fight and make fun of each other, so therefore they said all three should be. But with the right speaker, then all three are Tashra. It was the Rama who disagreed. It was the Rama who said, no, you're not Yotzeh. With the right, only one of the three is right. The other two are absolutely wrong. So with Ora, this minute of the base of Shivas is a throwback to the days of Rav Haigon. It's based on Shittas Rav Haigon. Why? According to Rav Haigon, it's not a tithe of the sas, right? According to Rav Haigon, you yaitzeh with Malchias, with Tashra. You yaitzeh with Tashra, and you yaitzeh with Tashra. It says Rav Haigon, What should we do? Why should we bother blowing Tashrat HaShacharat over here, Tashrat HaShacharat over here, Tashrat HaShacharat over here, to make everybody happy, all three brothers? So the Rabbi, well, people would rather go home from shul earlier.
They're covered already. Let everybody go home from shul. It's there for the tzibur. Everyone's hungry. So don't waste your time blowing yotze. If it's Minat Torah, you yotze, and maybe the Rabban, you yotze anyway. So everything you yotze, just you're not yotze that minute of making shalom. So people are meichal, it's there the tzibur. It's more important than making shalom. That's what Rabbi in effect says. So l'chora, this is the beer in the minute. This whole minute is predicated on the fact that me'ikra didn't you really yotze with any of them. The only problem with presenting this minute based on the Shita Rav Haigon is that therefore the Rambam should be the biggest opponent of this minute. And the Rambam happens to quote this minute also. The Rambam writes that, yeah, that's okay, but the minute is fine, it's okay, even though the Rambam held, but you know, it's really a real bona fide suffix. That l'chora, that's a problem. So far we have two ways of defending the minute, even like based on pace. First step, you don't really need three sets of tears for their eyes. The whole thing is with the Rabbanan anyway. So for the Rabbanan, we're going to be Mako. Or the set of Rabbanan that make you a dinya yotze. Is there any other pure? So comes the Rabban and the Muhammad Hashem and Rosh Hashanah and says, no, they give you a whole different understanding on this way. Says the Rabban, what if we blow shofar twice? We blow shofar before davening, then we blow before Muslim, then we blow shofar during Muslim. Says the Rabban of Bris Kavar, there are two fundamentally different kiyush shofars that we're doing. The mitzvah of blowing before davening, that's the mitzvah derais of Yom Tur Yelachem. That's al tzuchas kiyush shofar, and that has klolim. It's got to have a kosher shofar, it's got to have a kosher kol, it's got to be a shvar, it's got to be a shur, it's got to have to decide what's the right kol, the wrong kol, and if it's machloikas and we're not sure, and therefore we blow over it. That's considered the mitzvah of kiyush shofar. The fact that we blow, I'll say the habracha, says the Rabban, that's not really tekiyah shofar. You know what that is? Says the Rabban, it says in the Chumash, when you go out to war, so what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to blow. What? It was the same, Muhammad, Ba'aretzachem, Ba'atzar, Sorezchem, Ba'areyosem, Chatzotzos. The mitzvah of blowing Chatzotzos, B'sha'as Muhammad. The Gemara says that there's a din of blowing Chatzotzos for other tzaras. There's a din of blowing, either Chatzotzos or shofar, and Tainis Tibur, and davening. Whenever you have an ace tzara, so you're always blowing, you're blowing, you're blowing, you're blowing, you're davening, you're blowing, you're hoping the tkiya is derech tefillah, enhances the tefillah. Comes Rabban and says, the blowing of the shofar during the musaf of Rosh Hashanah is not the mitzvah tkiya shofar. Mitzvah tkiya shofar was over already, that you wait to before musaf. The blowing during Rosh Hashanah, musaf, is the blowing the ace tzara. It's like the mitzvah chazaytzos, it's the mitzvah tkiya shofar, it's like a tiny tzibur, it's no worse than a tiny, no better, no worse than a tiny tzibur. Says the Rabban, once you say that the nature of the Tachanas Hacham to blow during Musaf was not that the Tacham extended Kiyush Shofar over again. It's not that they said repeat Kiyush Shofar. The Tacham instituted a new mitzvah. The new mitzvah was to blow, I'll say the Abrachas, Dumi the Shas Lacham, Dumi the Eisara, the Tayyus Tibur, etc. Says the Rabban, there aren't absolute crystal clear definition of what constitutes blowing. So whatever basically sounds like a true, that's good enough. It's not really true. One of the truths are not acceptable. So says the Rabban, yeah, if the mitzvah would have been tekiyah shofar, that is details in halacha, you have to get every sixth button properly. This is a more esoteric blowing. This is a more machshavatik of blowing. This is not pure halacha. This is a different type of mitzvah. It's a tekiyah v'yestara. So it doesn't matter if your truths are off a little bit. So therefore, the Chacham Institute is the owner that was it. Why don't you make everybody happy? You have nothing to lose. You can go over with a shas or a shalom, but it could be very quick. It'll be a little bit different each time rather than one free time, the old same thing. So the Gaon said this is also good enough. The whole sheet, the minig is a tekiyah shofar. The first is that's the arise of the tekiyah shofar. That's yom tru yelachem. So that is din. So the tshuva is an exact tshuva. This is not a yom tru yelachem. This is a tekiyah v'yestar. So those are the first shofar. So those are what happened to be chatzotos. So the Gemara is all discussion Rosh Hashanah when you blow chatzotos, when you blow shofar. But the idea being that a star is supposed to be associated with blowing.
But when they would do it for the war,
that was chatzotos. But so we have a few different halachos to explain away the minute. The place is thought the minute was mamish. The place of the minute was mamish. So the next door, they thought it was a type of sas. They thought it was off the charts as minute. But it's lechayer at first glance it sells to each other. So it comes to the Tam and says, so what should we do? We have to change the minute. We can't leave the minute the way it is because it's wrong. So what should we do? So since we're in Tam, we have two choices. Either we should do what I really think we should do is what?
We should blow Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat,
each one. That would be the most correct thing to do. Says Rabbi Tam, you know what? It's Rahman from the Baal Batim. We want to get home already. So comes Rabbi Tam and says, I'm going to solve the world's problems. What do you think Rabbi Tam can do? Rabbi Tam, on the one hand, wants to keep the davening short. On the other hand, he can't buy this thing. What do you think he did?
Tashra for all three.
Otaz, it comes Rabbi Tam and says, blow Tashra for all three. How does that make life? How does that solve the problem? What? Because it's Rabbi Tam l'shitasa. Because remember we said before, the Rabbi Tam held that if you blow Tashra, the ikra din you really yotzei all three. Why? Because when the Gemara said, it's a hefsek. How did Rabbi Tam l'shitasa the Gemara's kasha? It's not a real hefsek. It's a chum l'bi'alma according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so we try to make Rabbi Yehuda happy at the beginning of davening. But during Musaf already, everyone's tired, so we'd rather be unhappy ourselves than forget Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what Rabbi Tam said. That the most correct thing to do would be not to blow like the minig of the days of Shivas, that you're off the charts, that you got the wrong true in there. Because even if the right true is a shrug or true, you're not yotzi, because you have a hefsek now in between. The only way you're yotzi with this game of Rabbi Tam is only if Tashrat is the right one. So Rabbi Tam said, no, even if shrug is right, even if true is right, you still can't make it in, because even a kol acher doesn't pose a hefsek. This is Rabbi Tam's view.
Can you drink if it's nice?
Nice, yeah. Let's say, it doesn't matter. Once you blow a kol buzar, you blow kia, Shvarim, and then you blow happy birthday, so you're not missing.
Extra blow.
Oh, you've got great. Come on, that was going to be, what's like a shul that, you know, a shame it's shul that the guy who tells his wife that, coming up late from shul tonight, because it's December 5th, and we're saying the same time of that's actually 2 seconds.
When the guy that messes up on
the tekiah, it's not long thing, it's blown again. So that's a big machlokes Rishon, right? So some Rishon said that that's a problem. That anytime you mess up on the tekiah, so you mess up on any of the kolos, so you have to start again from the beginning of that group. So we usually assume that way. We assume that there you weren't blowing a different kol, you were trying to blow the right kol, and the right kol came out wrong, so that's not called hefsek. Rabban only said if you deliberately blow a kol beyond a different kol, you're blowing a true, which doesn't belong here, because the shvarim is a real true, huh? That's called the hefsek.
It wasn't just based on what Sam was coming in.
That's machlokes. That was a big fight. Do you know what that fight was? Famous Maaseh Shoya, Kechaya. The Rosh, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, called Maaseh Shoya, Magenzin. Magenzin was one of the three big cities in Germany. The Kilo Shum, they were called. There was Shapiro. I don't know what name Shapiro comes from there. The Vermeiza. And Magenzin. When we speak about them, when? The Kinnis, there's a Kinnis, and the Kinnis with Kilo Shum, the three big, those are the three big Jewish communities in Germany. Rashi learned in Vermeiza. Rashi was originally from France, but when Rashi was young, there was very little Torah going on in France. Rashi, later on in his life, made France a Torah center, but in the early years there was nothing there. Everything was in Germany, so Rashi went to the Vermeiza performance to go learn. So the Rosh Kol, so it was a Meisah Shoya to Magenzia, one of the three big cities, on Rosh Hashanah, where the Baal Tekiah got up to the blow, and he blew it. Kia. He blew two tashrats properly, and then he blew in his third tashrat, so he blew a tekiah. Then he blew shvarim, he blew two shvarims, and instead of blowing the third shvarim, he goofed, and he started to make it truer in it. So he did tekiah, so everyone started screaming, what? You missed the third shvarim. So what do you do at that point? So it was a big machlokes in shul. Everyone was fighting and screaming. No, you're not allowed to talk, but everyone was screaming. Wah! Everyone was screaming at each other. That's the way you're supposed to do. So the Rosh writes that there were some people who said he's got to go all the way back to the beginning of Tashrat, because they held that it was a kol which was a davar ma'asik, like the Rabban, and they held the chumrah that whenever you have a davar ma'asik, it moves the entire kiyah shofar. So you got to go mamish back to the beginning. Then there were other rishonim who said that no, you don't have to go all the way back to the beginning. You just have to go back to that. So that tkiah, that set of tkiahs, because you had a davar masik, so it didn't ruin the two sets before, but it ruined that particular set. And then there were other rishonim who said, no, the whole thing is not true, because it was a goof. He was trying to blow a true, he was trying to blow a shvarim through, he made a mistake, because he cut himself short. So the Rosh says, Moshe l'ma davar doma, that if a person tries to blow tekiya and the tekiya doesn't come out so great, so we don't say, okay, you gotta start all over again from the beginning. Whatever is part of the process of trying to blow the right thing, so that's not considered to be a mistake. So the Russian and Tamil people were fighting and screaming. One of the Rishonim is quoted by saying that apparently what happened was the younger people in town decided to pass the shayla against the older Rabbanim of Tamil. It's all the same. Sure, imagine this was the Rush quotes that because the whole list of Rishonim who were present at the time. So everyone was dabbling in the same shul in Magetsia. And all the younger Rabbanim started to pass in the shayla. So one of their older Rabbanim writes that if Chochme Einkan, Zikni Yeshkan, it says, even though no one here knows how to learn, but we're the older ones, so you should ask us what to do. So anyway, so there was a lot of politics going on against it.
Did the Rush pass?
No, the Rush was years later. The Rush was 100 years later after the story. Yes, so the Rush, I think, says that that's not going to be have to go together because it's all part of the same call.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we assume that that's not really considered to be a.
What
are the basic sounds
like?
That's Kia. Do do do.
Like, why did they repeat all the time? Like,
what?
It sounded good to me.
Depends where. Depends
where
you dabble.
Like, is it goes up and I guess it could be.
I mean, it's how much like a child of a bell does the key have to sound? Is this a good tekiah? Is that a tekiah?
Right.
Or does it have to be a doo? You know, it's got to be straight as an arrow. So there are different opinions about this. There are, as you can well aware, that probably most shuls are not so much on this, and the yeshivas is not very much on this. I used to daven in hotels in Riverdale for many, many years. My parents live in Riverdale, so I used to daven there. I think it was in 11 young Norons, and daven there as a bachur. And even if I got married, I shot my wife for a couple of years. So they used to be unbelievably mocked on this. I davened here only one year, Rosh Hashanah, I davened here. And there were many tekiahs that got the green light here that would not have gotten a green light there. I'm telling you. There, it was, unless it was mamish, a perfect tekiah. So they were making go back
the timing also?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a certain amount of time. It's supposed to be the key is supposed to be the same amount of time that it takes the trua to do. So the trua, depending on what the trua is going to be longer. Obviously, tashra is going to be twice as long as the tashara tara. So we usually assume that the key is for tashara tara is supposed to be quite the same, 1.5 seconds or 2 seconds. That's long enough. Whereas for Tashrat, it's got to be twice that amount. So if you have 1.5 for those, then you're 3 for that. If you're 2 for that, then you're 4 for that. So Be'erach, if you blow a 4 second tekiah, we blow a 4 second tekiah for Tashrat, so that should be good enough. I remember my first year also in Paramus, so we have to have an excellent bump, okay? Excellent. Remember? You don't remember.
Who is it?
Bernie Coven. Yeah, it's an excellent bump, okay? So, I think what happened was the first year, So we had a mixed signals. I think he was expecting me to put my hand up at the end of each tekiah when I wanted him to stop, and I wasn't. I didn't realize that's what he was expecting. So he was blowing these 7-8 second long tekiahs, and no one could figure out what was going on. And I figured, oh, he likes to blow. He's got a lot of kaychas, so he blows long tekiahs. And then at the end of davening, after davening was over, he said to me, you know. These tekiahs are a lot longer than I blew in the past. I said, I didn't realize that machmir you were on such long tekiahs. I said, machmir long tekiahs, that you were blowing, you were ma'arviv everybody, myself included, you were blowing such long tekiahs. So he said, so why don't you put your hand up? I said, put my hand up. I didn't know I was supposed to put my hand up. Anyway, so now our practice is that as soon as I look at the watch or whatever, I think the tekiah is long enough, I put it up and that's it. I usually aim for 4 seconds and stuff. It's hard to tell because my stopwatch doesn't. You know, my stopwatch doesn't always start in the second when he's about to start to blow. You know, so you lose track. I usually aim for the kiss. I aim for the shroud at the era 4 seconds.
Another example of dedication and zibur.
That's right. Whatever the rabbi says. He's still blowing from last year. He's still going. He's still blowing.
What?
The tekiahs of Tashrat should be 4 seconds, and therefore Tashrat of Tarat, 2 seconds is good enough. Whatever your opinion for Tashrat is, Tashrat of Tarat is half. So, and there are others who say a little bit less than that. I don't know, it's a talk. Basically, you have to find yourself. You have to blow up. So, yeah. Where's the stopwatch? Right, so how long approximately the Shvam Trua sounds. You watching? Ready to start? Who's ready to start?
Go ahead.
How long is it?
3 seconds.
3 seconds. Three to 4 seconds is approximately what the Shvam Trua sounds like.
Right?
Aren't
the Shvam Trua slow?
What?
Don't people use the
Shvam? It shouldn't be too long. The problem is if you blow a very long Shvam, they end up being a tekiah. That's what tells us as a companion. You have to be careful. When you blow Shvam, it shouldn't be too long. That's why some like blow the they try to blow the whole Shvam, so it doesn't sound as close to tekiah. So from Tosfos, you see, the Farish not that way. The Baal does use to blow straight Shvam. The Tosfos says the whole companion, don't blow too long a Shvam. If you blow too long, it ends up going to sound like a tekiah. So why don't they say, oh, how come my tekiah is blew a whole Shvam? So I didn't think of that. The Tosfos blew a Shvam then, the straight sound. So what do we do after that? What do we blow? What do we blow? Straight Shvarim. So I remember in Tells they used to blow a hook Shvarim during the regular Kish Opera. And then before Mincha, 6 o'clock before Mincha, so everyone would come back together, they'd blow all the different permutations. So one of the different permutations was they'd blow straight Shvarim. But then the straight Shvarim, so whatever the problem is, once you make different permutations in Shvarim, then you have to make those different permutations in Shvarim Truas also. So that means they'll blow another three sets of Tashrat because of that, and then another one. But then everything becomes double because the Machlokes have shown him when the Shvarim Truah is supposed to be the Neshima Achas, supposed to be Beis Neshimos. So then you have to blow the Neshima Achas straight Shvarim, and then the Beis Neshimos Beis Shvarim. Then you have to blow the Neshima Achas curved Shvarim, and then the Beis Neshimos curved Shvarim. Then you have to repeat everything to Shvarim Truah also. So that's what like takes a lot of, you know. I think there are 400 permutations for them. Yeah, the answer is they're probably going to be.
The story of the Rosh Bar isn't it in there because the guy wasn't trying to look. He didn't come out. He blew the wrong one.
Yes, no. The Rosh says that it could be that the Shvarim Truah is one big call. Since we're blowing Shvarim Truah, so we're saying that that's the definition of the Truah. So the Rosh says that's low Gara from getting having a fetched out Tekiah.
Well, he blew
a
Tekiah.
So he made a mistake in the call. So the Rosh said that's like he does blow a do do do. He missed the shot, right? He jumped the gun. He lost the shot. Anyway, get back to the story. So I'm getting here a little aside there to Keshova. Now why does he have things that run anyway? The famous mice from the base of ladies and it's it. That somebody went to spend the Pesach in the Lavin. So they went to the Beis Halevi for the first day, and they went to the Tzir for the second day. So the Beis Halevi and the Tzir were very, very different personalities, they were different styles. Literally, they were very different in a lot of different ways. So the Beis Halevi was a forerunner of Bris. He was very, I don't want to use that, I don't mean Khalil in a bad way, but he was very, you know, Chared al mitzvos. I don't mean Chared, like that. The state started very late, you know, to make sure that it was, you know, that they made Zman Kriya Shema, you know, they went to make Kiddush, and it was already 3 hours after Tzeis, you know, and then they, the matzahs were burnt to a crisp, and everyone had to eat, you know, 15 kazesim in 30 seconds, you know, like we do, you know, all the different things. Then, that was the first night of Pesach. Then they went to the Nitziv, and the Nitziv was apparently, I never met the Nitziv. Read the book, Michael Benetziv. So apparently the Tziv was very, maybe shouldn't read it, but the Tziv was very laid back, and you know, he was, they started to say it at a normal time, you know, they sang the Manashtana, the kids their story, the kids were running around with Afikom, and so he was sitting back, having a good time. Yeah, they gave everyone a nice sized piece of matzah, it wasn't so big, wasn't so small, wasn't so burnt, everything was tasty, then his wife was making knedel, everything was, so this visitor, apparently, you know, was so floored by the difference. These were both Rashivas, they were co Rashivas in Volozhin. He said, it's so different, this Svarim, Umavish, Kimracha, Kimizach, and Nairov. What's Pshat? So the Yemesh Pshat, the Yemesh answer to the Kasha is that they were different personalities. And that's it, you can't ask any Kashas on personality. Gedolim also have personalities. So Gedolim also, they're different Gedolim, also have different personalities, different mindset. So the person who was telling all the stories, I don't remember who it was, said, no. You know what the difference was? He went to the Beis Halevi, the first night it was Geraisa, the second night it was Derabanan, the first night everyone's nervous, the second night it was Derabanan, yeah, who cares, everything, you can sit back and relax and have a good time. So, I don't know, I'm just saying truth, that part of the story. So when it comes to Kish over Geraisa, everyone goes nuts. Okay, you know, we'll do our best. Anyway, so, We have the age of the of base yeshivas. Three different mahalchim to try to explain what the is based on. Either places of Tanta or Haigon, or it's based on the Bangle on this. And the Maisha Ben Tam changes. They have to be careful. The point for Ben Tam to change, you have to be careful about one thing. If you really want to blow, the shop, the mahalchim is going to show up, like Ben Tam says. We mentioned before this, the machlekes have shown him whether the Shvar Matrua is supposed to be the Neshima Achas or not. It's usually understood that one kol is supposed to be the Neshima Achas. Let's say you would blow like this. You would want to blow a Trua. So you blow, doot doot doot, then you take a little break. Then you blow another, doot doot doot. That's not the Trua. The kol itself, let's say you blow a Tekiah. So you blow a half a second Tekiah, you take a little break, then you continue it later. That's not it. The kol itself for sure has to be the Neshima Achas. So some Rishonim argue the Shvar Matrua has to be the Neshima Achas. Why? Because we're in the super, but that's the true Amor B'Torah. So that's the true Amor B'Torah. It's one unit. So if it's one unit, of course it has to be B'Nishim Achas. And Rabbi Natam said no. Rabbi Natam said that since the nature of this type of a trua is the fact that people cry sometimes, and two different types of cries. First they start to groan, then they break out into a hysterical cry. So those are two different cries. They take a breath in between. They have to come for air in order before they start screaming their head off. So come to the Rambam says it's darkish olam to have a shvarim and a trua as being based kol as being based neshimas. So says Rambam the forget you are supposed to take a breath between the shvarim and the trua. But like I said, Rishonim, what he's supposed to do? It's supposed to be neshimah. It's supposed to be based neshimas. Fine. So the chora, according to Rambam, if you want to blow a shrat, a shrat, a shrat for the shots. What do you have to do? You have to have Beis Neshimas and Neshima Achas. You better have Beis Neshimas, why? Because according to Ben Tan, not only do you want that Shvarim Trua to count for Shvarim Trua, but you also, in the back of your mind, you want it to count for Shvarim, and you want to just say Trua is Dal Miachas, the Trua is Kiman Delesa, it's not a Hefzik. And you also want it to count for Trua, and have the Shvarim to say Dal Miachas, Kiman Delesa. How can you do that if you blew up in Neshima Achas? How can you say the same breath of blowing the same one coal and say, I'm going to cut half the coal and throw it in the garbage, only take the other half of the coal? The stump, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the only way for Tashrat, to serve your purposes, to be Yotze, Shvarim Trua, to be Yotze the Shvarim, to be Yotze the Trua, is only if you mark the back of the blow, to be the Shinas. That's what the Shechonah quotes in Minot, that there were some places where during Chazar Sashat, they would darken. Those who blow this way, you blow Tashrat, you must blow those Tashrat, Beis Neshimas. You want to blow the first Tashrat, Tashrat, you can do according to Ben Atam, maybe, but the blow during Chazar Sashat, it's going to count for all three of the kolos, L'chor, for sure, it has to be Beis Neshimas.
It's not going to be a problem according to Ben Atam himself, because he'll give you Beis Neshimas.
Right, Ben Atam himself holds his normally Beis
Neshimas. Or take care of
everyone else. Right, great, right. But L'chor, the problem is that if you hold that, you only... According to many Rishonim, you're only Yotze in the Shema Achas. According to many Rishonim, they say Rabbeinu Tam's way of blowing, you're not Yotze.
So then wouldn't you be able to, you would at least be able to limit it to like, you could do one touch rap in the Shema
Achas? Yes, you get all submish, yeah. There are different Minhagim about this. There are some places, there are some shuls that blow the Tekiyas, the Meyushav, they blow everything in the Shema Achas. Then they blow during Shemone Esrei, everything in the Shema Achas. That's one minute that exists. And there are others who blow everything in the Shema Achas. That's the Ikra Din, the Shema Achas, everything in the Shema Achas. And just to make a Ben Atam happy, to chaparai in some three tashrats with Beis Neshimas, but at the end of the Avim, you know, there's the 40 kolos, the 10 kolos, whatever kolos are left, the Bayam Zmiros, so it doesn't really matter anyway what you do then, so they throw in Matag three Beis Neshimas. So that's what we do. We blow during the regular Tekiyas, the Meyusha, we blow Shvarim Trua, the Neshim Achas, then we blow during Shvarim Esrei, also the Neshim Achas. At the very end of the Avim, we throw in three of them for good luck with the Beis Neshimas. Yeah, some will do that also as a chumra b'yam, because as machlekes of Rishon, remember we mentioned before, Tosfos says you have to keep the shvarim long. And you have to keep them short. If you get them too long, then it becomes a tekiah. So the problem is, how short should it be? So it's got to be longer than a trua, right? Because where else, what's the difference between a shvarim and a trua? So that's what Tosfos describes, that a trua is a one mashir, one coat. So doot. And a shvarim got to be, says Tosfos, a shvarim can't be three, because if it's the length of three kolos, each shever, I mean, the length of three kolos, three mashus, so then it's already tekiah, it takes its place. It's a shadow of that shura. So Tosfos says, okay, it must be, you have to blow, each shever has got to be two mashus. It's hard to be mashar of that. Doot, that's a mashu. Doot, that's two mashus. It's very hard to figure that out. So Reb Chaim came up with this kavaldic idea. Reb Chaim came up with the idea that it's better to blow five quick shvarams rather than three somewhat long shvarams. Because if you blow a little bit long shvarams, it'll end up potentially becoming a kiyum. But other Rishonim said, no, the Rishonim, there are some Rishonim saying that's what to blow more than three, then it's just to blow three. So there are some places that have that minute that at the end of davening, they make Reb Chaim's cheshbon, so they throw in five or five shvarams. Where do you see it? In Reb Yudin Shul. Yeah, that's also, that's part of, could be the Rav used to do that, yeah, that's the symbol. They do it here in Yeshiva, I don't remember. They blow five shvarams here, I don't remember. I always hear, all my years, I've been in YU all 21 years, I've only heard Rosh Hashanah once. All the years, yeah? Because when I was younger, I used to always go home. I always was home, because I used to daven. I daven in Yeshiva, the Yeshiva across the street from me, so I used to daven in Pels and everything else. Then even after I got married, I used to, and then I've been in Brahms the last couple of years. So there was 1 year in between, right after Mary Apple was born. So it was too hard for us to schlep to Riverdale for Yom Tov. So we didn't have anywhere to go. So I said, okay, I'll stay in Yeshiva. So that was almost the first time I was ever in YU. I loved it. It's Kavaldik. Whoever's not been here should stay, 100% should stay here for a shot. You give it to Kavaldik, Kavaldik here. So you've probably been here more than me. Four times ago.
What's the five shvarim?
It's because of this problem of Tosis that you don't want to blow too long shvarims. So the problem is, you really want to blow. You want to blow two mashers. The only problem is, there are some rishonim say it's not enough because you need. There are other rishonim say that you need a total of nine mashers because each shever has to be three. So you need the length of the shvarim legamer has to be nine. So if you can't blow three, if you don't want to blow each one being three, and you want to get a total of nine, so simple math tells you the only way to do that is to make it like a five.
Then
so it'll be like a shul if you do the shul. No, so as long as it's a little bit longer than a shul, again, it's the yesh of the shah.
If you think that we have it tonight, then we could just do three.
Yeah. No, but some rishonim say that the shvarim has to be a total of nine mashes. Again, it's hard to. You blow like the five that we've blown for years, like three normal shvarim. You have a particular masorah to blow five, so you blow five. But most people don't have that.
And the churros, nobody has any problem with being marbet in the number?
Maybe the number, no, that's okay. Yeah, at least greater, it's impossible. It's impossible to stop. And I always find that I can never get nine under that.
In our school, somebody tried to do that. It became a big problem because sometimes people try to count it themselves and they come out with eight and they think that the guy
didn't
blow
nine. Yeah, it's hard. Just slow walk. Anyway. So, Takas, how we name this whole Balagaria? What's the minig in Klai? So all these wild different permutations. So before davening, you know what the minig is. Before davening, Rabbi Abol said that the Gemara passed in the Ferish, the Rosh Hashanah. You go Tashra three times, Tashra three times, Tashra three times. What about these different minhagim? So the minig that appears in the name of Rabbi Natan, the three times, Tashra, 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 even though the Ramah quotes this minig as the prevalent minig in his day, has anyone ever seen this? I've never seen this minute follow. They're blowing one tashra from Alkis, one from Zichoras, one from Shemus. I never saw it. Ramos says that's what everyone's doing in Poland. I don't know, got lost in America. Nobody knows. The meeting of the Beis Yeshivas. Anyone see the meeting of the Beis Yeshivas? They blow tashrat from Alkis, tashrat from Zichoras, and tarat from Shemus. But yes, if you saw this meeting, I don't remember. Sure, it's coming and going. That's by the Yekis, they still do this. But the only ones, the best men out, the only ones in the world, between. Maybe in Iraq they're still doing this, in Bubble, and Surah, but these are. But the Yek is still blowing this one. They blow one Tashrat from Malchus, one Tashrat from Zacharias, and one Tarat for Shofar. So you'll find this down the hill, the Davin of Broyas for Rosh Hashanah, so you'll find this minute. So, we shouldn't have problems with this minute, because at first it's tied to the Sashrin. So we explained, maybe Kurtzman Hagel is not so bad, maybe Kurtzman Hagel is not so bad, but it is not so good. We tried very hard to Malam Mitzkos in this minute. I remember when I came to Paramus, so I read Chacham Eidah Barosh. I already knew what I'm going up against. I already realized that I'm going to come first day Rosh Hashanah, and I'm going to be blowing Tashrat, Tashrat, Tarat, and I'm not going to be happy. So what should I do? So I remember I asked somebody, asked the sitting rabbi, what they think about this. So the response was, this was 5 years. My first year in Paramus was 5 years ago, so it was Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yosku Shabbos also. So they said, well, it's only Rabban anyway this year, so forget about it. But the next year was also. Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. I was also Rabban. I forgot about. But then the third year I was in Paramus. We talked about Der Aisa. Rosh Hashanah Chalos for Monday. So then I had to take a stand with it. So I gave a shiur about it in shul, and I announced that since this is that we're changing the minute, that we're blowing malchios like everybody else does, tashrat, tashat, tarat. That way, which is what the Rishon, all Rishon say, that's what we really all should have done, right? So that's what we did. We blew tashrat, tashat, tarat for malchios, tashrat, tashat, tarat for zechronis, tashrat, tashat, tarat for yom shofus, which is what it says in all the mazer. That's what the article, that's what everybody else, the rest of the Klal Yisrael is doing. So it's interesting, the Prima Gadim writes that if the minig is to blow like the minig of the days of Shivas, so you shouldn't change it, Prima Gadim says, because Yesh Lomim Min Lismach, because the mice, they're relying on what the Haigon, they're relying on. But if you look carefully at the Rishonim write that why did we let this funny minig continue? Al Tirchet Tzibur. Tosfos writes down, the Rambam writes down, the Rambam, everybody writes, because Tirchet Tzibur, we don't want to remember Tirchet, because you have to know that something is chos in the minig. So what happened? In the olden days, years ago, days of Rishonim, days of Onim, no one was blowing 100 kailas. They were blowing the tkiyas before Moshe, and then they were blowing the tkiyas during Moshe, and that was it, finished. There was no mitzvahs of blowing it out of mirrors, of blowing by Alenia, but blowing Kaddish Eskabel. All that stuff started much, much, much later. So in the olden days, no one was aiming for 100 kailas anyway. So Tachan blow a few more permutations with Tachan Tichet Tzibur. What happened now? There's matters, everybody blows 100 kailas. That means even the Yankees who used to blow Tashrah, who still blow Tashrah, Tashah, Tarah, and then the old minute, what did they do after davening? Remember? They blow another 60 calls after davening to make up all the extra calls that they lost. So I was scratching my head as an analyst. It's, you end up leaving shul the same time anyway. It's the same tirchet tzibur. So why should you blow extra calls by Adam's mirror? So who cares about what those calls of Adam's mirror sound like? Why don't you blow them? I'll say that brachas. So that way you can be yotzei the mitzvah chadasa chadin. So in terms of tirchet tzibur, you're not losing anything anyway. So the original minig of the Beis Yeshivas didn't have the extra calls after davening. So the Nela made sense. So you don't want to be up the table, so you can come up with some this minute, so I'll let the minute go. So, but this man is there that it's anyway the same tzirch of the tibur, so pashas to blow up at the end of davening, which is mamash alayt alav, which is totally irrelevant. So move those tekiyas to the middle of Shemot Esrei. That's the game of Hoshia. So I changed it. So that's what we do now. So now the owner remembers what the old way was. Yankees blow by Malchus, they blow one time tashrat. They blow Zechronos one time Tashat.
The
Beis Yeshivas
is three times.
No, the Beis Yeshivas is the same thing. They blow Tashrat and Malchus one time, Tashat and Zechronos one time, and Tarat and Shabbos.
And what do
we do? What we do is Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, for each one. That's what it says in the Arsala. That's what everybody does. Okay, so there are three different possibilities. There's a fourth rule, we'll look that out. There are three different possibilities. So again, the Binah Beis Yeshivas still exists in down the hill here. The Rebbeinu Tam doesn't exist the best night anywhere, and the rest of the Klai Yisrael blowing what the Rishonim said, we really also have been doing. The more correct thing is to blow the Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. That's what the probably most of you know. Okay. So up to now, we've been talking about pratiyistic things in terms of the proper amount of skiers. We have to deal with a much more fundamental question. Namely, what right do we have to blow shofar two different times? Blow the form of, we blow during the process. The Mercer could have a suffering. The Homo Masaki do this. Comes Taisus and asks the bomb Kasha. You want Taisus Kasha? We talked about this the first day of Shia. Who remembers? Well, it's a flat Taisus. The Terry says you blow 9 colors, and we're blowing 190. So this goes back about 15 years or so. There's Erev Rosh Hashanah. So where I used to say Flechas and Yeshiva Erev Rosh Hashanah at 1 o'clock in the morning, it ended at 3 o'clock. And then I had a minute kavua, I rose to home with Twersky. Twersky used to live, he still lives in the river, but he used to live with Mom Shkorsky with my parents. So he would always come for the Slichas Erev Rosh Hashanah. So I would always go home with him at 3 o'clock in the morning, he'd drive me back to Riverdale. So one year, he'd drive me back to Riverdale, driving along Broadway, and the garbage men were out that night. They were collecting the garbage, remember, 3 o'clock in the morning. So Rabbi Twersky, remember, he said, Sishka Falbika, Chizak, he said, the garbage man get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to collect the garbage. They don't complain. That's their job. So they said, so call the chaymer. Our job is to get up at Shmaras HaBayk and say Slichas at 3 o'clock in the morning. We can't complain that we're tired. So I'm all again. See you for the garbage man. What? Okay. You got to learn Musa from the garbage man. Kids think they have to think the garbage men are like policemen. You get the whole thing mixed up once. When we used to go on the bridge all the time, so when we used to have the soldiers on the bridge, so every day they would ask me, how come they're allowed to hold guns? So we used to always tell the kids the same thing. No one's been allowed to hold guns. The only people allowed to hold guns are policemen are allowed to carry guns, and soldiers to protect us are allowed to carry guns. That's it. So Meyachim would say, and garbage men also, right? They're also allowed to carry guns. Well, a serious heavy-duty garbage fight for recycling. Yeah, anyway, so you have a fundamental shot that we showed how was shot in Kia Shofar, we're blowing extra calls, is not a violation of Tosfos. So comes Tosfos in Masechet Hashishana, Dr. Zion, and the Pesach Peace Day said again, Dr. Ches, and tells you a very basic fundamental Yisrael, which goes way beyond Kia Shofar, but Yisrael is about Tosfos. Says Tosfos, about Tosfos means to change the Tzuras HaMitzvah. But Tosfos does not mean just to repeat the same Ma'is HaMitzvah over again. Says Tosfos, what's the deal like this? Let's say a guy shakes a lulav on Sukkot. So the Torah says you only have to take a lulav one time. The guy takes a lulav in the morning. Again, you know, it feels big, he wants to take it again. So he takes it again at 11 o'clock in the morning. Then 2 o'clock, he picks it up again. 3 o'clock, he picks it up again. He keeps doing the same mitzvah over and over and over. You're not a bum. Because you're a bum. The Torah said only take it once. So why is that called Bal Tosif? So Tosif says that's not Bal Tosif. Bal Tosif means if you take 5 minyan, that's Bal Tosif. If you do the mitzvah in a different sewer, that's called Bal Tosif. Just repeating the same ice and it's over again, that's not called Bakhtas. So comes Tosis, and you have to just qualify the studies a little bit. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that if a person does a mitzvah after the Zman mitzvah is over, and he does it the Torah's mitzvah, that's about Tosis. The example the Gemara gives is, let's say a person eats in the Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres, in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to sit in the Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres, because the Torah says Shivas Yomim. If you're Ben Chutzlar, that's a different channel. Let's say you're Ben Eretz Yisrael, so the Torah says Sukkah Station Shivas Yomim. If you go into the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres, but there is mitzvah, you're in violation of the Yisrael Deraisa of Bal Tosif. The Chutzlar, you have to, because the Gemara says the Chutzlar is fake in the Yom, so the Chalmim is Sachin. You have to even the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres, but at least in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to. So why don't you say the following Svara? Just as Tosif said, repeating of the mitzvah is not called Bal Tosif, so you're repeating the mitzvah, you're doing the mitzvah on the Yom Shemini. So the Chutzlar Tosif, you know that that's a shinery in the Tzuras HaMitzvah. The Tzuras HaMitzvah is the supplication of Shivas Yomim. So you add it on an eighth day, that's a shinery. What Tosis meant is, you didn't change the Chetz of the Mitzvah, and you didn't change the Zman of Mitzvah. All you did was just, you were a little bit nervous, so you keep on shaking the Lulav 100 times. So Tosis says, Moshe Mother Madomer, the Torah says you have to eat a Kazayas in Pesach, for Matzah. Let's say a guy eats a little bit more than a Kazayas. Could you believe that? A guy ate a little bit more than a Kazayas. So says Tosis, you read the Mitzvah about Tosis. So we usually don't assume that way. Why not? But Tosis says, because you're not changing the Mitzvah, you're just doing the Mitzvah over again. You're eating the Matzah Nachum over Erev Matzah, so really does it one time. You decide to eat 15 more because ASM, that's just a repetition of the same mitzvah. That's Tosis.
Maybe why if you do it outside the Zman?
That's already a Shiva. The Zman is already a part of the integral definition of the Ethel mitzvah. Yes, so Tosis' whole riot from Kazai's mouth is very questionable. The Rambam, the screen, you can't see this, right? The Rambam sheet is that there's a mitzvah to eat as much matzah as you can, basically. Right? So according to the Rambam, the kasha will get off the ground. According to the Rambam, Kazai's is a minimum Shiva. Tosfos seems to understand that Kedais, that's the Shiva Mitzvah. So Tosfos was bothered, eating more should be about Tosfos. Tosfos said it's not a problem. So comes the Rashba in Rosh Hashanah and gives a different form. Comes the Rashba and the Zion in Rosh Hashanah and says, no. Maybe Tosfos is right. Maybe that's a good answer. Maybe no. Because the Rashba will tell you the emissary answer to this question. Now, Tosfos says the Rashba is something that's given, that's something which is for Yechidim. If I decide to add on to the Mitzvah myself, that's about Tosfos. If the Chachamim get together and say there's a great idea why we should extend a particular mitzvah, we should add on to the mitzvah, the Chachamim do whatever they want. You know why? What does it say in the Chumash? Well, Sosim and Adabash and Yigal Chayim Mismo. Says the Rashba that the din of Bal Tosif was never said for Beis Din. The din of Bal Tosif was only said on Yechidah. So when the Gemara says the Chachamim instituted the blow show for 2 times because they la'arv as a satan, so that's already a din of the Rabbanan. Once you're dealing in the realm of a din of the Rabbanan, so then the kasha Bal Tosif doesn't get off the ground. Bal Tosif is only when you're talking about Yechidim anyway. That's what the Rashba does. There appears to be a third sheet in the Rishon. Tosif seems to say Bal Tosif applies even for Beis Din. The Rashba says there's no Bal Tosif for Beis Din. The Rambam has this unique sheet. I don't know what the Rambam sheet is. The Rambam has a very unique sheet, and this is Machlokes and this is Mamre. The Rambam says sometimes Beis Din is in violation of Bal Tosif, sometimes not. It depends. Correct? That's a very good question.
They say that if the Sanhedrin gets together,
no, so the Rambam says like this. I'll take a look at the Rambam. Yes, I want it. The Rambam writes in his Rambam like this. If they then decide to make a din to Rabbanan, they can do whatever they want. That's not Bal Tosif. Provided one thing, if they tell everybody that it's not a din to Rabbanan, if they misrepresent the truth and they tell everybody that it's their Isa, then they're in violation of Bal Tosif. So the Rambam gives this famous example. We know you're not allowed to eat basa b'cholot and a teira, right? Basa shen is basha b'cholot and the deraisa is asur. the machlokes is afanoim, whether that applies only to b'sar behema or even to b'sar ochel. Who's paskin? It's only to b'sar behema. Gemara says min haTorah, you're allowed to eat chicken and milk, mamish cooked together. But with the rabbanin alahu, the chal made a gezeira that if you're going to come and eat chicken and milk together, less you're going to come and eat meat and milk together also. There's one Tana that denied that gezeira. Rabbi Yosef Lili says that there's no need to make that gezeira, and the Gemara says Masechta Shabbos that in his town they paskin like him. He was the Merid Asher. So Rabbi Yosef Lili town, everybody ate chicken and cheese sandwiches. There was mutter lechatchilu to eat chicken and milk together. And the Gemara says that all the people in town were rewarded because they followed the Pesach of the Rebbe, even though in the end Rabbi Yosef Lili was outvoted. We don't pass on that. So those who would try to follow him now would not be rewarded, they'd be punished, but in his day, that was okay. Comes around and says that there is this din midrabanan, you know, that have chicken and milk together. Let's say the Chavim want to convince us to follow this din midrabanan. So they get up and they fake everybody out and they say, guess what, guys, that means even chicken. They tell everybody, and they said they're icy and get malchus. Says the Rambam, Bezin is in violation of that place. If Bezin gets up and says, listen, it's the Rabbanan, we know it's the Rabbanan, it's not the Raisa, but we're advocating an enemy for whatever reason that we feel unnecessary, that's Hetzer Gomer, that they're allowed to do. So there seem to be three different shittas in the Rishonim. Is Bezin Shaykh to the Yisr of Baltaisim. According to the Rashba, Bezin's Mufti from Baltaisim. No such thing as Baltaisim for Bezin. According to Taisus, there is a problem with Baltaisim for Bezin. The only reason why there's no Baltaisim but Kishofer is because you're repeating the Mitzvah, you're not changing the Mitzvah. And according to the Rambam, it would depend on how Bezin words the Takonim. If Bezin words it as a misrepresentation of the Derai, so that's Baltaisim. If they present it as a pure Din Derabbanan, then it's not going to be Baltaisim. So there is a Gemara in Masechus Megillah that has to be understood in light of this Machlekes Rishonim with Kishofer. The Gemara tells that when it came time to the Nes of Purim, so the Chacham wanted to institute Kriyas Megillah, so the Gemara says Megillah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that the Chacham were very concerned about instituting Kriyas Megillah because they were afraid Lahosiv Al Davar Shebatayra. They didn't want to add on to the Mitzvah Satayra. So the Gemara says finally they worked on the problem and they came to the conclusion, no, this is not really adding on. This is because the concept of celebrating Purim, reading the Megillah, exists in the Torah. Because the Torah says that after Kriyas Yamsuf, so the Chadr, so Klaizel sang Az Yoshe Moshe. So you see that the Torah sanctions this idea when a Nes happens, you're supposed to celebrate and commemorate the Nes. So the Gemara says, therefore, the Chum decided it's not really a Hosaf al Torah, it's just extending a pre existing Torah concept to a new historical development. That's the way the Gemara reads in Dati Dalam and Sechet Megillah. So the question is, what was bothering the Chum before they realized that they could derive from Azir and Moshe, because it's a good idea to celebrate an ace. What were they afraid of? Why didn't they want to be Mosiv al HaTorah? So the Ramban, in his Perush al HaTorah, Parshas Vaschanon, on the Mitzvah of Baltosif, the Ramban writes, they were bothered with Baltosif, that they didn't want to add to the Mitzvah of HaTorah. They thought that instituting a Din Derabbanan would be a violation of Baltosif, until they realize that they're not really adding something, it's an extension of a pre-existing Din. So the Ramban is for sure against the Rashba. The Ramban is learning that Baltosif does apply to Bezin, that Baltosif was preventing the Chum from instituting Kriyas Megillah. How would the Rashi pull him shatter the bar? According to the Rashi in Kiyas Shofar, it says that the Chum have a free hand in Baltosif. There's no Baltosif of law when it comes to the Din Derabbanan. So, according to the Rashi, what was bothering the Chum in the days of Kriyas Megillah? So, according to the Rashi holds that that's a different shot altogether. Rashi and Megillah writes that it wasn't the Nisra about Tosif. Rashi seems to say there's another issue called Eilam Mitzvah She'ei Navi Rosh HaLechadish Dover. That a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish something Baruch HaKadosh, B'derech HaNavua. If a Navi comes and says he has a new Navua, that there's going to be a new Mitzvah L'Deres, that's a Navi Sheker. So that's what was bothering the Gemara. That Esther Baruch HaKadosh Nemra, that it was a quasi type of a Navua, it was a low level type of Navua that Esther was written as Baruch HaKadosh. So the Chum didn't want to accept the institution of Kriyas Megillah because they thought it would be a violation of Ein Navi Rosh HaLechadosh Dover. If it would have been instituted al Chachamim, al Beis Din, that's okay, that's not a problem. But whenever you add something Derech Nevuah, that's a problem. So it's the nap, and the Gemara responded, it wasn't really a Hosafa. Esther was just telling us, Mordechai and Esther was just telling us that we should do what the Chumash itself says, Az Yoshe Moshe. So according to the Rashba, the Shach of the time, the Gemara Masechet Megillah that now is totally different. According to the Ramban, it's a kasha about Tosif, and it's a solution about Tosif. According to the Rashba, it's not a problem about Tosif. It never was a problem about Tosif because if Derech Beis Din, the whole problem is Derech Nevuah, the Gemara solved that problem. But no problem. Everybody agrees that Lamaisa would blow more tekiyas than the Torah itself mandates. We blow the tekiyas from Uman, tekiyas from Yishuv. Why isn't that a problem about Tosif? So rather, Tosif is Yishem HaHalach because repetition of mitzvahs is not about Tosif, only change of the mitzvahs. And the Rashba gives you seven Torahs because it's done like they based. And again, you see that there are some Yishonim, Tosif for sure didn't accept the Rashba. The Ramban, the Pashas, and Al-Khumish Pashas also done as the Rashba. Okay, so we'll stop for now. Hopefully tomorrow we're back to Sanhedrin.